on 1116 SEN, Sunday Sports Central with Rowan Connolly.
Okay, I think we know what that is, and I can see a few people rolling their eyes now. Just faded out, Captain Carl. That's enough. 28 minutes past one here on 1116 SEN, Sunday Sports Central. We're going to talk the Essendon saga, but before you turn off, we're going to put a very different spin on this saga, because I think you've heard a lot about the toll taken on the players involved, the officials. What you probably haven't heard a lot about is the toll taken on the fans, who are probably, by some reasoning, I guess, perhaps the only innocent party in the whole business. Now, there's a really interesting book coming out very shortly called We Are Essendon. It's written by local journalist Rick Edwards, local journalist turned author, also a fairly passionate Essendon fan. But I was keen to talk to him about this book and just how the inspiration for it came about, and what Essendon fans in particular, but perhaps all fans of football, might get out of it. Thanks for joining us, Rick.
Yeah, thanks, Rowan. It's good to be here. Yeah, it's been a hell of a journey for Essendon fans, and you're one of them, so you know a little bit about it.
Yeah.
I thought there needed to be something done after I saw 15,000 Essendon fans marched to the MCG in round two last year. They were going to see a game that they weren't expected to win, and that was a game in a season where they weren't expected to win any game. So I was curious as to why so many people would get behind the club.
It's a, I think there's a sort of feeling out there that all Essendon fans are very intransigent on this whole issue, and that they're very almost drunk the Kool-Aid about the saga and just swallowed the pro-Essendon and pro-James Heard, etc. arguments the whole way through. But it's not that simple, really, is it? Because in your book, I mean, among the people you speak to are people who have basically disowned the club as a result.
Yeah, and that's true. And, I'm not here to speak on behalf of all Essendon people, because there are sort of different groups within the Essendon supporting community. And definitely, yeah, there are people that did turn their backs on the club, and who didn't go to games, who actually just walked away from the club. So there were people responded very differently to it, and that's part of what the book attempts to show.
Were you surprised at the sorts of reactions you got? I mean, we know football's a very emotional game, people have very passionate responses to it, but what were some of the more, I guess, dramatic impacts that this has had on people?
Yeah, I was surprised, definitely. I didn't really understand how dramatic sort of the saga had, the effect of this saga had been on some people. And, there was one young chap, Braden, who I caught up with, and his marriage was falling apart. He had a child that was sick. He'd lost his job, and his father also had just been diagnosed with cancer. So about the time that the CAS verdict was coming down, he really needed some good news at that time with all that stuff going on. And, of course, he didn't get it. And that's the sort of theme throughout the book. People already had some problems in their lives. And for a lot of them, myself included, football was a real escape.
Yeah.
And so when things went wrong repeatedly over a four-year period, it's not surprising that some people really fell into a bit of a downward spiral.
And I guess it's sort of timely you've come in today on the back of the latest revelations, I guess. Well, I don't know if they're revelations, but of course, the audio of that rather explosive meeting that the Herald Sun published on Friday. But that's a good example, isn't it, of how things with this story just never seems to go away, and just when you get some clear air, something else will emerge, to the point where you wonder, at what stage is it literally going to take decades for all the ramifications of this to go away?
Yeah, you're right. People talk about the end of the saga. When is that? Certainly through the 4 years, I noted sort of 68 significant events through that
68.
Period.
68.
So there was never any breathing space for Essendon fans. It was just the constancy was remarkable. And so in the end, and certainly for me, I was just worn down by it, and I became really frustrated. And ultimately, the price that I paid was that my relationship broke up.
Your own relationship.
Yeah, so yeah. I was living with a lovely woman, and we were in love and everything, but the saga frustrated me, and really had an effect on me, and it culminated in a pretty big argument after the Richmond game in 2015 when Dustin Fletcher played his 400th game, and sort of 20 days later she moved out of the house. So that was the effect for me.
I mean, people, I can see people sitting there saying, well, hang on, it's only a game of football. But as you say, I mean, people use football as a release, don't they, from the other pressures in their lives. And if things in your life elsewhere are complicated and you can't even find an escape, you know, with your football team, it doesn't sort of give you much, does it?
No, it doesn't. You know, for 2 hours every Friday or Saturday or Sunday, people, you know, look to the footy to give them some joy. And there was no joy there for Preston fans for 4 years. So it's not just a case of saying, oh, you know, bad luck, your team won. It wasn't like that. It was 4 years of just really sadness and disappointment. And people put their lives on pause. If, you know, some, obviously not everyone broke up with their partner, but for a lot of people it was a distracting thing. They were constantly checking their phones and constantly immersed in this. And the reason they were immersed in it was because people were asking about it all the time, wherever they went, at work, yeah, or socially, and they wanted to have the answers to some of these questions. So, yeah. They really immerse themselves in it to the detriment of other parts of their lives.
What about the attitude of supporters of other clubs? Because I have to say, one thing that surprised me and probably disappointed me, to be honest, was the glee with which some club supporters took in giving it to Essendon fans. And I don't know, I guess people have, you know, some people sort of have an active hatred of other clubs. I feel like I've been a supporter who's, you know, my interest is in my own club. I'm not sort of interested in slagging off other clubs. But there are people who I saw become so obsessed with it, who barrack for other clubs, that they, to the point where they seemed even more caught up in what was happening with Essendon than about following their own clubs. And I thought, geez, this is an amazing story if it's obsessed people who don't even barrack for that club. What did you make of opposition club fans and their attitudes?
Yeah, it was hard at times, and you'd sort of cop it at your game sometimes from opposition fans. There was one person in the book who talked about an altercation with a Sydney fan after a game. The fan was, you know, going on about drug cheats and stuff like that. And the thing about it is that the saga, none of it was our doing, the fans. We didn't do anything wrong, certainly. Yet we've remained remarkably loyal to the club, and I think in terms of other AFL clubs, there's certainly something in the book for them. I think I'd hope that they would read it, officials from other AFL clubs, so that they understand just how important the game is to their fans.
Yeah, it's interesting. We've got a divergence of views on this on the SMS too. Some people predictably saying, "Oh, you know, spare me, try following the Saints," from Peter. But an interesting one from another Peter, actually. He says, I'm sick of the Essendon saga, but this story sounds something that can touch anyone keen to give it a read. So I think that's the point you want to make, really, isn't it? That, you know, this isn't a book that sort of traces over the steps and the legalities of what happened. It's about what happens to a fan base when something so dramatic affects their club.
It is. Look, it's not another Chip LeGrand book. It's not talking about whether we took TB4 or didn't take TB4, although, you know, I have a view on that. It is about the fans, and I think most people will be able to find it relatable, because it talks about things like anxiety and depression and people going through rough stages, and we all go through those sort of things in our lives.
So end on a positive note. Where are you now in terms of how you're feeling, and where do you think the bulk of the Essendon fans are? Because I went to the season launch the other night. I must say the mood is very positive, and there's a real feeling of, you know, wow, finally we're a normal football club again.
Yeah, there is certainly positivity, but once again, there are Essendon people who are still fighting the fight and who would definitely want a Senate hearing on this. But from where I sit, yeah, I'm really excited about a year where we can just concentrate on football and we don't have to worry about anything else. And I think I think it was an amazing effort to get the 10 guys back to the club, and I think their desire and hunger will really push the team a long way in 2017.
And do you think Essendon fans will approach following the team with the same passion they had prior to the saga?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think certainly for me, there was one of the lessons was that you perhaps shouldn't get so passionate about football and sort of, oh, I'm probably taking a little bit of a step back. But, you know, I love that we've got a footy team back on the field, and I love that whatever they achieve from now can't be taken away from them. And that's a really good feeling.
Well, it sounds like a really interesting book, Rick, and good on you for writing it. Slattery Group publishing it?
Yeah, Slattery Media is where to go. I better get the website right. It's Slattery, slatterymedia.com.
And when's it out?
So it'll be in bookstores, all the major ones, Collins and Reddings and Dimmicks, on March 8th.
Look forward to it. Very interesting, I guess, prelude to what could be a really interesting season for the Essendon Football Club. Thanks for coming in, Rick.
Thanks a lot, Ryan.
That's Rick Edwards, author of We Are Essendon, a new book, taking a fan's perspective on the Essendon supplement, Sarco.